Title: Dialogue Snippets as Hooks Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass dialogue hook in Ableton Live, the way it's actually used in real tracks, arranged on the timeline, hitting at the right moments, and processed to cut through a loud 174 BPM mix without bulleting the snare. This is an advanced workflow. The goal isn't just make a vocal sound cool. The goal is to build a hook system, a main catchphrase for identity, a pre-drop teaser for tension, a punchy drop callout, and some ear candy throws so it feels alive across the arrangement. First, set your session up like a DNB record. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Go into arrangement view and place locators for the big sections. Intro at the start, build around 032, drop 1 at 104, break down 152, drop 2 at 224. Don't stress the exact times, just get the structure on the timeline so you're making decisions in context. Now group your main elements early. Drums in one group, bass in one group, music in one group, and create a vox group that we're going to build out. This matters because dialogue in DNB behaves like a lead instrument. It isn't background decoration. It's part of the arrangement language of the genre. Call and response, tension, reload moments, those little statements that brand the track. Next, bring in your dialogue. Drag your audio onto a new audio track called VOXRW. Turn warp on. In the clip settings, set warp mode to Complex Pro, turn formants on, and set the envelope around 120 as a starting point. Now do a quick curation pass. You're listening for a phrase that has crisp consonants like T, K, P sounds, because consonants are what read through fast drums. You also want emotional tone, threat, urgency, swagger, anything that sounds like it means something. And you want the noise floor to be workable. It doesn't have to be perfectly clean, but it shouldn't change wildly from word to word unless you want that as a feature. Here's a key mindset shift. Your hook needs to rhythmically fit 2-bar or 4-bar phrasing. If the sentence naturally lands like a bar and a half mess, you can still make it work, but you're going to do more surgery. Pick something that already feels like it wants to loop. Now we cut it tight. Zoom all the way in and slice the phrase precisely. If you can, cut on zero crossings to avoid clicks. Remove breaths only if they pull attention in a bad way. Sometimes a breath is the grit that makes it feel real, especially in darker rollers. Then add fades, a tiny fade-in, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, just to prevent clicks, and a fade out around 10 to 30 milliseconds to control the tail. When your main phrase is clean, consolidate it. Cdom D or Control J. Rename that clip hook main. The goal here is simple. You want a clip you can repeat without it sounding sloppy or mismatched every time it comes back. Next, lock it to the groove, but do not overwarp it. Set the clip's seg, BPM roughly so the dialogue cadence makes sense. Then use warp markers sparingly. Anchor the first word so it lands where you want, often right on 1.1.1 or maybe 1.3.1 depending on the vibe. Fix only obvious drift. If you warp every syllable, you'll get that metallic, facey warped vocal thing, and dialogue hooks usually sound worse when they're over-quantized. If you do want a more cut-up jungle texture, try switching warp mode to tones and set grain size around 10 to 25. That can give a textured time stretch character that feels genre authentic. But again, do one clean on-grid version first. You can make swagger versions later. And here's the advanced timing trick. Micro-timing beats warping. Instead of forcing everything to the grid, nudge the clip start slightly early, so the first consonant reads through the drums. Often 5 to 20 milliseconds early is the sweet spot. Then, let the tail of the phrase sit a tiny bit late for attitude. Use your snare transient as the reference, not the grid alone. The hook should feel like it belongs with the drums, not like it got taped on top. Now we build the arrangement lanes. Duplicate the raw track twice. Name one vox hook drop and the other vox teaser build. In the arrangement, place the teaser 2 bars before the drop, like 100 to 104 if your drop is at 104. Then place the main hook on bar 1 of the drop, and then maybe every 8 or 16 bars. Don't spam it. At 174 BPM, anything repeated too often becomes annoying fast. A simple, effective DNB schedule is full hook on bar 1, a shorter chopped response around bar 9, then a section where you intentionally leave it out around bar 17 so the drums and bass breathe, then bring it back later with a throw effect so it feels like an event. Now let's make the drop hook hit hard with a stock Ableton chain. On vox hook drop, build this device chain in order. Start with EQ8. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz with a steep slope to keep the sub clean. Then check the low mids. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz by a couple dB. If it feels dull, add a small presence boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and if it's spitty or harsh, dip around 6 to 9 kHz. We're not trying to make it hi-fi vocal, we're carving it so it owns a pocket. Next, add drum bus. This is the secret weapon for making dialogue feel like it has transient impact. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15, crunch 5 to 25, and keep an ear on harshness. Damp to taste. Boom is usually off for dialogue, because you don't want fake low-end energy fighting your sub. Then add saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And level match the output. Always level match. If you don't, you'll just think louder is better and you won't know if the saturation is actually helping. Then glue compressor to pin it in place. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 seconds. Ratio 4:1. And you're aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is the stay put compressor, not the pump the groove compressor. Finally, add a limiter as a safety net. Set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB and use it to catch spikes, not to crush the life out of the line. At this point, your drop hook should feel aggressive and stable. Mid-range authority, consistent level, no random syllables jumping out and smacking the limiter. Now let's design the pre-drop teaser, because this is where the tension lives. On Vox teaser build, you can start with the same general chain, but the processing goal is different. We want mystery, movement, and space, but we do not want that space to smear into the first snare of the drop. Add auto filter. Use a 24 dB low pass. Automate the cutoff over those two bars, maybe from around 1.2 kHz down toward 250 hz. Add a little resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2, but be careful. On big systems, resonance sweeps can get painfully loud and steal headroom. Then add hybrid reverb. Convolution can sound great for ominous realism. Set decay somewhere like 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 ms, and darken it with a high cut around 4 to 8 kHz. And ideally, do this on a return send so you can control it cleanly. Important move, automate the teaser reverb down right before the drop. That way the drop starts clean and the snare feels like it punches a hole in the room. Add utility for stereo discipline. Turn bass mono on, and keep width controlled, like 80 to 120%. The teaser can be wider than the drop hook, but if you overdo it, it'll collapse weird in mono and your hook will vanish on some systems. Now let's add the stuff that makes dialogue hooks feel expensive, stutters and throws. First, the stutter edit. Duplicate the hook clip. Find a consonant hit at the start of a word, like a T or K. Slice it into 1/16 or 1/32 pieces and repeat it 2 to 4 times, usually right before a snare or right at the transition into a new phrase. The classic placement is the last half bar before the drop, or the bar 8 to bar 9 transition inside a 16-bar phrase. Second, the delay throw. Create a return track called a Vigo X throw. Put echo on it. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it so it's not muddy. High pass around 250 hz. Low pass around 6 kHz. Add a tiny bit of modulation for movement. Now, in the arrangement, automate the send from the hook track to that return. Keep it at minus infinity most of the time. Then spike it up just on the last word, like to minus 12 or minus 6 dB. Then immediately back down. This is how you get that classic one-word throw that fills space without cluttering the whole bar. Next, we make it sit in a loud DNB mix. Sidechain the dialogue to the drums. On the Vox group, add a regular compressor. Turn sidechain on and choose your drum bus, or even just the snare track if you want the hook to duck primarily on snare hits. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release around 60 to 120 ms. Aim for subtle ducking, like 1 to 3 dB. This is the difference between vocal fighting the snare and vocal and snare both feel loud. Now variation. Because looping one hook is the fastest way to sound like a beginner, commit to at least 3 versions across your arrangement. Version 1. Hook full, clean and punchy. This is your identity moment. Version 2. Hook distort for drop 2. Add a touch of redux, but lightly. Bit reduction around 10 to 14, maybe downsample subtle or off, and mix it in around 5 to 15%. The point is edge, not destruction. Drop 2 often feels harder when the hook gets meaner and drier. Version 3. Hook phone for breakdown or intro. Use EQ8 as a bandpass, high pass around 300 hz, low pass around 3 kHz. Add just a touch of vinyl distortion if you want that worn, sampled vibe. This makes it feel like it's coming from another room or another time, which is perfect for breakdown storytelling. Now a coach level workflow tip. Print your hook once you like it. Resample the processed hook to new audio tracks. Clean, dirty, phone, maybe a granular layer. Why? Because once it's printed, you can do surgical edits, reverses, micro stutters, and tails with no plugin latency surprises. And your arrangement decisions become fast. You're choosing performances, not tweaking knobs for an hour. Let's add two advanced techniques that really level this up. First, room tone management. If your dialogue has background air, don't automatically remove it. Shape it in builds. Let a little room tone live so it feels tense and present. On the drop, tighten it so the hook feels sharp and intentional. You can automate a gate threshold, or even just automate clip gain so the noise rises and falls on purpose. Contrast equals impact. Second, negative space as an amplifier. Instead of turning the hook up, remove something under it. Mute hats for the first half beat where the hook starts. Pull one bass note out under the keyword, or let the snare hit alone for one transient after the phrase ends. These tiny holes make the dialogue feel louder without changing its lull, and they make the hook feel like it's integrated with the groove. Before you rap, do a fast intelligibility check. Turn your monitoring down and see if you still understand the phrase at a modest loudness, like you're listening on small speakers. Low pass the hook around 5 kHz for a second as a club fatigue test. If the words completely vanish, you're relying too much on brittle top end. Then check mono. If it disappears in mono, you've probably overwidened, overchorused, or made your reverb too stereo heavy. Now for a quick practice run you can do in about 20 minutes. Pick a 1 to 2 second phrase. Make a teaser 2 bars before the drop using filter plus reverb. Make a drop hook with EQ, drum bus, saturator, glue. Add a one-word echo throw at the end of bar 8. Arrange it over a 32-bar drop like this. Bars 1 to 2 full hook. Bars 9 to 10 chopped or stuttered. Bars 17 to 18 no hook. Bars 25 to 26 distorted hook. Then sidechain the vox group to the drums for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Export a quick 60-second demo and ask 3 questions. Is the hook audible on small speakers? Does the snare still feel dominant? This audio version is shortened for playback.